after you. All right, for me, you. Okay? Because I'll be speaking first anyway. All right.
Thank you.
Amen. Beginning, please do so. Heavenly Father, thank you for blessing us once again with your presence as we gather here on this Sabbath day to praise you. We thank you for blessing us with the communion service last week with your presence. And so this week, as we normally do, we're going to praise your name and glorify you as best we can and just share everything that you have done and shown us over the last 3 months or so. Because we do this whenever we have communion, and we thank you so much for all that you've done in advance, and even for what you're going to do tomorrow. Thank you for the way that you answered the prayers and bless us, and even the little things that, like one of the things that I'm going to be mentioning in regards to that little twist tie. I mean, stuff like that. You know, we see the big prayers, and we see the little prayers, and it's amazing how you literally want to be in our lives, and we want you there. Thank you for loving us and teaching us how to love each other as well, and forgiving us and blessing us. And please, Father, if we are so worthy, bless us with the latter rain so that we can go forth and keep all those that are on the front line safe with the courage and strength that comes with being an obedient child of the Lord. And Father, those that come against us, we pray for them, we forgive them, and we pray that you keep a hedge of angels around them too so that they can find their way back to the path. And thank you so much for accepting this prayer in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Looks like I might have to reinstall Windows. I tell you, never ends. The reason I say that is I have to use stream, you know, like what do you call that, stereo mix, to record when you all, you know, the church family speaks, so that people that want to listen to the testimonies on the site or on the radio later on when it shows up on there, they can do that. And before the song's even started, no, actually, right when the song started, I went to the control panel and I hit sound, and it just now popped up. I don't know why this is happening. I don't think I've got any bad chips or anything like that, but something weird's going on. So, but praise the Lord, it came up. So I'll start my praise with that. So let me get. I got a couple of. There's a thought. Oh, hold on. Let me just do this real quick. But thank you, Alex. Yeah, probably. Yeah. All right. Because I don't want to go to Windows 10. Not on the main system here. I mean, I can. It seems like it's a quicker system, but the problem with it is it's not very. I don't want to keep watching for the spying stuff, you know. But not too long ago, and this is my first praise. I was in the I'm gonna do that one next, but this one here. I woke up. I don't know. It was a couple weeks ago. I woke up with a very sensitive spot on my lower back and a backache on top of it in the same area. I get these weird. Now, the one on my arm disappeared. There was one last night. Like if I wear a long sleeve shirt, which I prefer, except for in summer, of course, I wear short sleeves. But just the fabric alone touching my skin makes it hurt in that one area. It's kind of like having the flu in one little spot. I don't know what it is. I don't care. It just comes and goes. It's been, I don't know, 30, 40 years I've been dealing with this. It's ever since, even before I was a Christian, I had this problem. Never went to the doctor. No. But anyway, the other day I woke up, well, a couple of weeks ago, like I said, with a sensitive spot on my lower back. And with the backache on the top of all that, and it stayed with me a couple of days, and it just wasn't going away, and it was really painful because it's not moaning and groaning painful. It's just like sitting in a chair or walking or anything, especially if you get it on your legs, because it just hops around my body like a static charge does on a motherboard. It just goes wherever it wants to stay for a day or two, you know, and mess things up. And so my wife suggested to take a bath in Epsom salt. And I want to praise the Lord for these natural methods because this stuff really works. I mean, I put the 4 cups of salt into a hot tub and I just laid there for 15 or 20 minutes. And when I got out, I've never seen it before. 90% of the pain was gone. And by the next morning, it was gone. It was totally gone. And so praise the Lord for stuff like that because sometimes it sticks with me for a couple, 3 days. Now I've got what they call tennis elbow, but I found out it's another term today. They call it mouse elbow because I'm constantly on the computer and now my right arm is. But then the wife showed me a stretching thing and that works too now. But this last thing I want to share, and then I guess Fran's going to jump up to the mic pretty quick because she's already gotten. I got a bunch of PMs too, but not too long. And I shared this before on a Friday night. As a matter of fact, I think I shared it right after our last testimony service 3 months ago because the week or two later, this happened while I was in the garage. And it just lit up my day, and I shared it, of course, on Friday night like we usually do. But last Friday night, we didn't do it, a praise because we save it for today. I was in the garage cleaning things up a little bit after building this big old bench that I made so that I can kind of do some repairs around the house and that. And I needed a twist tie because I had this wire that I found. I was just cleaning things up. It was really thin, kind of like picture hanging wire, really thin. And I use it for multiple things in there, like hanging tarps and stuff and whatever the weird things that I do in the garage. But I had it all wrapped up, and I'm going, oh, man, I don't have a twist tie. I'm looking around, and I knew if I let go, this thing's like a boing. It's just going to be just one big wire because it's that hard. It doesn't hold its shape well, and you got to really hold it tight while you wind it up. And it wasn't 12-gauge or nothing like that. It was real thin, like maybe 20-gauge, 24. But it was hard. It was like, I think it was aluminum wire. So I threw up a quick prayer. I said, Father God, is there a twist tie anywhere in here? Right after I prayed it, I just looked down, and right there on the floor was a twist tie laying right there in front of me. All I had to do was bend over and pick it up. And so what amazed me most about this was how the Lord went out of his way to show me that insignificant little twist tie. It's like he hangs around with his people all day just seeking ways to make a smile. And so I feel like that's what I want to do, too, because I talk to him all day long, as everybody knows. The midday prayer to me is just the time to stop and actually focus a little bit more in the prayer, but I actually do a midday prayer all day. But that was nice, and I wanted to share that. So let me drop the mic and get this stereo mix thing on so Sister Fran can share.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a few praises from our sisters of the church. And let's start this one with Sister Katie. She has 2 praises. I would like to praise the Lord for allowing me to give a homeless man with his dog a blessing bag. I have seen him before, but every time I try and reach out to him, he moves to another area. This time, he was by my route to the freeway. I would also like to praise the Lord for allowing me to share the truth about the NIV Bible to a midnight supervisor at work. I emailed her the link to the bogus Bible pages, and I hope the Lord will water that seed that was shared with her. Praise the Lord, sister. And I have a praise from Sister Mary. And Sister Mary says, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and for his care of me, providing me with the simple necessities of life. It is even the little things that are precious and his love for us. Praise the Lord, sister. I want to echo that praise, too. I praise the Lord for my salvation and for his endless, unselfish love he has for us. And this next praise is from Sister Susan. And Sister Susan says, hang on a second. It's on. She texted me. I'm trying to get this. Okay, she says, I am blessed to say our Father has answered my prayers with a job that I love and that allows me to have the Sabbaths off. He certainly is a wonderful Father. I am so thankful he is in control. I am also thankful for my family, home, and church family. God bless. Praise the Lord, sister. I know we've been praying for that job for you for a long time. Praise the Lord. And then I have one, where'd it go? From Sister Vanessa. And Sister Vanessa says, I have been experiencing severe hair fall for months after I stopped taking pea protein powder supplement. I tried praying that it stops. I kept praying that it stops, and I noticed that when I added back the protein, my hair fall returns to normal. At the same time, I did not want to take this protein forever because it has side effects. Months later, I started to do something different. I added cardio workouts to my life. Specifically brisk walking or walking for some time on the treadmill. Surprisingly, my severe hair fall began to return to normal. I no longer have to depend on that protein powder. I thank God for that. Ellen White did mention walking would be the best exercise and to exercise daily. Therefore, walking may be a neutral remedy for hair loss since it improves the circulation of the blood. And I read that it lowers DHT, a hormone that is associated with balding. I am glad that he finally answered my prayer. Praise the Lord, sister. And that's a good, you know, lesson for all of us. Exercise. It heals heals wonderfully almost everything. Another praise, her second praise, is, let me just move this down. I had a university senior project that requires a lot of computer work, yet simultaneously I have a severe eye condition that limits how much screen time I can endure. The time limit was nearing its completion, and as I finished by the other exams and began to have more time to work on the project, I experienced further problems that limited my capabilities. For example, writing on paper that I can type later would hurt my finger, and speaking to someone to help me with the things he can do on the computer in my stead would hurt my throat, and typing myself would hurt my back, and then I got sick. I had a presentation, and my throat was sore on that day. Then I got the idea to go to a printing press. I received help with computer work as I was able to submit the project, though much reduced than what I originally intended, near the final due date. I did not make it to the presentation, but I remembered that on cases as this, I must get a medical excuse in order to have a makeup session, since it happened to me before that I got sick nearing my exam date. Therefore, I went and got one. I explained to the dean my situation and sent him medical excuses for both my eye condition and from being sick. Hopefully I will pass this course that is very stressful. I thank God to have it submitted despite all the difficulties. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I shall pass the mic to who's ever next.
Okay. Is there anybody else that needs to share? Just put up your hand if you want. But I got another few more praises here. Oops. Let me. I got to fix something here real quick. All right. So what do we got here? We got. Let's see, Brother Eli. Yeah, and I want to praise the Lord, too, that he made it there safe, and he's out there and, you know, where he's at. I don't know if he wants to say it over the radio, but we now have brothers, and we got brethren now in Hungary, and there's a card right now being translated to that language, too, praise the Lord. And he also says, I praise the Lord for travel. This is Brother Eli talking. He says, I praise the Lord for travel mercies and for our salvation in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord for meeting 14 Eastern European brethren from Serbia, Hungary, Croatia, Slovakia, and most of them came out from the SDA church. So amen and amen. The church is growing. And that I want to praise the Lord for, too, because in regards to the Lord using Brother Stefan out there in regards to some things that we thought it would be better for him to be in one area when, in fact, the Lord wanted him someplace else, and so it's working out. Praise the Lord. So, and let's see. And Sister Mindy saying, praise the Lord that I shared in regards to Epsom salts and the backache and stuff, and her husband has a backache, and maybe he can benefit from it as well. So praise the Lord. You guys can hear me whistle when I'm... Because I usually go far enough away from the microphone sometimes. I do whistle. I did that one time. I got myself caught when we were at a camp gathering and we were singing. And all of a sudden I went into whistling because my wife knows and everybody in all my kids know. And my siblings and all my friends. I've been whistling since I was a little guy. And I've always done that. I could walk down the street and just start whistling. And I didn't know you guys could hear me when I was whistling. When you hear the music that plays before the church. Well, praise the Lord for that. That's neat. So, but yeah, we did it at a camp meeting and I was whistling. And that's nice. Okay, Brother Joe has a praise here. And he's got a long one, he says. It says, I want to praise the Lord for allowing me to see his hand move. This past Thursday, I was working pretty late, so I brought my personal car downstairs and parked it close to my desk. I had many things to do throughout the day and was in and out of several lab buildings. I used a company car to drive over there and did not get back to the office until late that evening. I tried to start my car and the battery was dead. I knew that the Lord had something to do with this, but I just didn't know what for or why. And he says, I was able to jump my car and allowed it to warm up. About a half hour had gone by at this point when I began my drive home, and I was about two-thirds of the way home, and traffic started to back up due to an accident that had happened along the way. At that point, I knew why the Lord had made the battery die in my car, and I was glad because he saved my life, since that could have been me in the accident. And just to confirm, I started my car the next morning without a problem. Praise the Lord. Amen. For all that he does in his will. Yeah, that is, I see, that's one of the things I like when we go home to New Jerusalem, I kind of like to ask the guardian angel, I've got a question. This one day, this one thing happened. Was that you? Like when that kind of stuff goes on, like yesterday, I was on my way back from my daughter's house out in this one town near here because her computer died. I got her hard drive right here on my desk because I have to, the only thing I couldn't test was the hard drive. Because you can't test a hard drive in the same system without, whatever. So I got the hard drive here. On the way home, I had to stop at Walmart because, praise the Lord, I finally got a chair that is comfortable. Because the one I had years ago, I got it a couple of years ago, and it was on sale, and they gave it all this rage and stuff, and I got it home. And ever since then, I had to use up padding on it because the seat was useless. But this one here seems to be okay. So I'm pulling out of Walmart, but before I could pull out all the way, all these cops start flying in with their lights all over the place, and they just stop this one guy, right? And, the lights are blaring. I mean, it's just obvious. You couldn't miss it. And so I had to stop and wait because the people in front of me stopped because they didn't know what to do. And I was thinking, well, eventually you're going to figure out that the cop left you enough room to go around. So they started going around him, right? And so it was my turn. This guy must have been a criminal that they were looking for because they opened the door, pulled him out, threw him up against the car, handcuffed him right there without reading his rights or nothing. So it wasn't like they were pulling over for a traffic ticket, or say, give me your license and registration thing. No, they didn't want any. They just wanted him. And so I'm pulling out and I go around it and I get to the light and the light's green. So I start going through the light and another cop decides he wants to come and he blows the red light, turns left right in front of me. So I slam on the brakes and he goes around me. Because I almost hit him. And so I want to praise the Lord that didn't happen. But he did it a little bit too quick because there were these trucks and stuff like that. So I didn't see the light. I did not see his flashing lights until he was right in front of me. Because I always look left and right when I'm pulling through intersections. I don't care if the light's green or not. I always look left and right. Ever since I was a teen when I slammed on the brakes for a green light. And my brother Mike says, why did you just slam on your brakes? I thought the light was red. And all of a sudden a truck went through the intersection sideways right in front of us. So if I hadn't slammed on my brake ahead of time, we would have got hit by that truck. So, and then let's see, Brother Matthew has a praise here. Let me scroll down a little bit. It says, praise God. Wait. All right, he says, praise God for answered prayer concerning my son, Jonathan's girlfriend. And remember, we were praying for her. She had the heart attack and all that stuff. She has lupus, and about a week ago, she had a seizure and almost didn't make it. And she woke up out of a coma and then had a heart attack and almost didn't make it. But first, thanks be to God for his healing hand, and thank you all, brethren, for all your prayers. Amen. Because I remember I got the phone call from Matthew's son saying, and he was upset. He just left a message and because I didn't get the call until later. And we went into prayer immediately here at the house, me and Fran. And I think I alerted everybody. Did I send it? Yeah, I think I sent it out to the church family as well. And then we got the next day, I think, Matthew's son called him or emailed me or something like that. I can't remember. So praise the Lord that everything worked out for that young girl. But keep her in your prayers, too, that lupus thing is, it's just the doctor's way of saying, we really don't know what's going on, but your immune system is going haywire. And that's, so they give it a name. That killed my grandma, the one that lived in a rectory, you know, the last few years of life. She was very strict, and, you know, she was just a very strict Catholic, let's just put it that way. And but pray that she and anybody else that's going through these issues in life, you know, acknowledge Christ Jesus, like the woman with the issue of blood for 12 years or anything like that, you know, to get the healing from Christ. Because, you know, a lot of people have a tendency to blame God for things when he's not the one doing these things. It's all part of the test. We all have our tests. And so pray for her and anyone else that's on our prayer list that needs help in those areas. Is there anybody else that has any praises? Put up your hand. Let me, I got some more here in the emails here, though. So give me a moment. Oops. Okay, there it is. All right, this first one here is from Brother Paul. And he says, for the past year or so, I have been sharing the truth about the Catholic Church with my sister. We also spoke about how the Sabbath is a holy day for rest, and she listened and even admitted that Sunday is not the Sabbath. Isn't that amazing? A lot of people know that. I mean, I got quotes all over the website, especially on that they admit it's the seventh day page. All the forefathers that, you know, that all of them are now Sunday keepers, all of the forefathers that says, yeah, Sabbath was never changed. So anyway, he goes on to say that, however, she still continued to go to her Sunday keeping church because she didn't see any problem with it. Her reasoning was that she will keep the Sabbath and continue to go to church on Sunday. This past Sunday, her pastor was being ordained from apostle to bishop. During the ordination, she noticed that the religious leaders were dressed in bishop attire, resembling the Catholic Church, including a mitre. You know that fish head thing? That's all it is. It's the mouth of a fish. And additionally, her church members were referring to her pastor as Papa, or Father. All her friends seemed oblivious to what was happening, the same friends who once claimed that the Vatican must fall. She came home surprised and said she's leaving the church. I just wanted to thank God for guiding her and opening her eyes. Please keep her in your prayers. So amen, Brother Paul. We will. Amen. All right. And Brother Eli has an unspoken, so but he also shared earlier in regards to making it there safe. I also wanted to praise the Lord for a man. And I'm hoping I can get back and forth with him again this week, that I may have actually found someone at Xerox that will help me get the printer we need here so that we can make the booklets. I'm not going to make the tracks because, you know, I might make some for myself like anybody else would do. Well, I will have to make some for myself, of course. But the booklets, they're too expensive to have them printed up. Like one booklet, let's say people get ready, $4 for one booklet. And you order, and you have to order 4,000 or no, 1,000 of them or something like that. I think it was $2 to $4. And I thought that's just too much money. And I'm all out of them. You know, we used to have printers that were part of our church family, but the devil saw that they were actually not only printing stuff for us, They were printing it in bulk, and they were doing it for free. These guys, this husband and wife team that had their own print shop. But the devil pulled them away because, well, you know, we've got almost 900 people passing out the work that we have done. And the devil doesn't like that. And so that kind of took the wind out of our sails in regards to having the booklets, like the People Get Ready book, the one about the, you know, the 7-year false trib thing, and Secret Rapture, and all the other stuff. God's Word, the Antichrist booklet. We need a printer here to do that. And then we also have to get a folding machine, which we were talking about last night. But the fact is, I praise God that the guy actually emailed me back with some quotes on these printers. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because it was like hitting a wall. It reminded me of the 1,011-day house. I called these people. Oh, yeah, we'll get right back to you. You know, I called like 4 or 5 people about these printers, and none of them contacted me back. And one of them I called back 3 times. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, I missed you, all this other stuff, you know. And then we were going through the particulars, and again, never called me back. And that one was local. Well, 45 minutes from here anyway. But this guy from Xerox, I don't know where he's at in the country. I don't care. He answered a call. That's all I care about now. Just ship it here. All right. And then I got one here from Sister Vera. I don't know. Is she still here? Is she here right now? I think she is. Nope. She's not here today. She's got some old ones, too, that were given of us a week after the last testimony service, and they're huge. I don't know if she wanted me to read those again. Or read those as well, because we never read them that Friday night, because it would have taken, I don't know, probably 15 minutes just to read what she sent. It's huge. So anyway, she says this short one that she sent this morning or last night. It's a Sabbath blessings, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus for giving my husband travel mercies as he travels from USA to Palestine. And also praise Jesus that I had an opportunity to share the Bible diet with my husband's sister's daughter. She's only 25 and already through poor diet is a pre-diabetic. She came to ask me for help to lose weight and become healthy, and I got to share with her the Bible diet. So since Wednesday, we began working together to eat extra healthy and be more active. Please pray for this precious soul. Make a long-term healthy diet change, and that she becomes active. And most of all, pray I will soon get a chance to share the gospel with her and that she can make peace with Christ. Amen. So, yeah, that sounded like a Friday night kind of a praise. She probably forgot about the other ones that were doing this. And then I got one from Sister Elena and one from Brother Jay and I think Daniel. Okay, what's this here? Brother Daniel says, last Sabbath there was a funeral service for my sister's father-in-law. I did not attend. My sister is now giving me the cold treatment. Christ's words in Matthew 10, verse 34 are indeed coming to pass. I came not to send peace, but a sword. Amen. Amen. So the enemies would be of your own house. I know I had the same treatment when my mom died. Or no, my dad died first, and then my mom. And they had the funerals on Sabbath. I went to the wake, of course, on Friday, but had to get home before the sun went down and all that. I didn't want to be cruising around too long on Sabbath, unless it's an emergency, of course. But I think one of them I went on a Thursday, and the other one I went on a Friday. And they will pull on the heartstrings. Even if they know you've been a Sabbath keeper for decades, they don't care. They will pull on the heartstrings. So you're going to be there at the funeral. And they all knew. And every one of them I had to repeat it. They all knew I wasn't coming. And so, it's not easy sometimes, but anyway. Oh, Sister Minnie just sent me a praise. She goes, I have a praise. For the last month, when reading God's Word, He kept guiding me to Daniel chapter 11. So I started to study it more in depth by listening to Pastor Craig's sermons in his videos and studying the link on the POGM website. Now I understand it, and the Lord urged me to share the videos on the online Christian social groups that I belonged to last night. I have gotten many replies from people so far that they liked the videos and they thanked for the sharing. Well, amen and amen. Yeah, and the main reason I did the Daniel 11 page on my site was in rebuke to another website or a newsletter that went out years ago when they were actually using our name for a little while. And they finally stopped doing that, but they made a newsletter and they were saying that the king of the north was Turkey. So that's the main reason I did the Daniel 11 page. But then something else moved me to do the king of the north page on the website, where I just talk about the king of the north only. But Daniel 11, the whole that whole chapter is prophetic. And so, well, when you get to verse 45, there's your king of the north. All right. So praise the Lord, Sister Mindy. And Brother Jay has praise. Here he goes. Sabbath blessings, church family. He says, I would like to praise the Lord this week for his grace in keeping me safe while I do the work. Also, I would like to praise the Lord for his blessing to be able to move to the country. We are moving next week. Amen. Praise the Lord. I also praise the Lord for a woman named Ruth, who is a good friend of my mom. My mom told me Ruth became a Christian after a bad car accident, and although she doesn't verbally witness to mom, she has been a testimony to her by her gentle, loving spirit. My mom, and by the way, Brother Jay's from down under, that's why he says mom instead of mom. But my mom told me she has a glow about her, and she seems at total peace. Of course, I told mom, that's what God gives you when you believe and trust him. The Lord is moving in many ways to bring my mom into his loving arms. So praise the Lord. My love to you all. Sabbath blessings, Brother Jay. So amen. Yeah, and that's, like, with that reminded me, like, when I first started looking for Jesus, I was watching people that called him their Lord, and their gentleness and their peace during great trial moved me too. All right, okay. Oh, Brother Sean's got his hand up, so let me drop the mic, and I got Sister Elena yet to share, so let me drop the mic.
The blessings, everybody. Can you guys hear me? All right, praise the Lord. All righty, I have something here from Brother Miles. He says he has a few praises. He says, first, is to praise the Lord that the Lord allowed for his federal student loans to be put into a 100% loan forgiveness program. Praise the Lord for that. That is definitely... there's anybody here who's struggling with that type of stuff, that is something to keep in mind. He said, second, he wants to praise the Lord from a few years back that always brought to memory during testimony Sabbath, but he's never shared it, but it's when God sent angels to protect him. He says, back when he was still in the city, his car had some pulling issues either side, and so he planned to have it check out that Monday, but he took the trip on the weekend before to another town an hour or so away, and he was going on speeds up to 80 miles per hour on the interstate. He says, praise the Lord, I made it home safe, and the next day, the day before I went to the mechanic, I went out for an errand, and I turned right on a one-way street back home, and the driver's front wheel just broke off while going less than 10 miles an hour. And so he wants to praise the Lord for his protection of him, preventing a possible death that could have happened the day before, and for protecting him during a time when he was lost and not obedient. Definitely praise the Lord for that. And third praise is being able to see the Lord's hand move every month with his finances. No matter how much he works, his pay is always unknown and never the same due to the nature of the work. And even though his bills and necessities stay the same or get higher, the Lord always makes sure everything gets paid, and he's well, and he's fed well, and that he always comes, he always makes sure to tithe no matter what comes about. So praise the Lord for all that. And amen. Amen. And I, you know, I want to just piggyback on the last one that he made. Always tithe, even if it's not as much as you normally, well, always tithe, but in charge to the offering, even if it's not as much as you normally do, you know, even if you get to a point and you're down and you feel like there's really nothing you can do and you're pretty much draining all your resources, the Lord will absolutely take care of you. And I want to praise his name. That's something I want to echo with what he said. You know, the Lord absolutely does take care of his people, even if you're the money that you can only offer him is only as the poor widow's, which was two mites. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that. I also wanted to praise the Lord for, I had spent a lot of time talking to my little sister in the past couple of weeks, and she's obviously still under the parents' roof. And Pastor Nicholas, you know, shared with me a couple weeks ago to, you know, basically share the truth with her, because when I left my parents' house, I still wasn't sharing the truth with my siblings because my parents actually forbade me to do it. And so I decided to start sharing the truth with her. And interestingly enough, that very same week, before I even got the chance to, my parents called my little sister into the room, and they had a discussion with her. And pretty much the same week that I was going to go start sharing the truth with her, Satan immediately tried to counteract, you know, the work by trying to say, you know, obviously, I know they're looking out for, obviously, my sister, but clearly they're trying to keep the truth completely out of that household. And, you know, so I got a chance to, you know, share with my little sister and share with her things. We've been going back and forth. And recently, you know, she's been listening, but also, and I shared this a couple of weeks back, she sees the difference between, like, the King James Bible and, you know, the NIV Bible, and that's not even something that I have even had a conversation with her about. So, you know, she has the eyes to see some of these things that are going on, and I wanted to praise the Lord, you know, that she does have the eyes to see, that she's starting to see things, and that even though my parents might not want her to walk in a certain way, that if the Lord wants her to hear the truth, she's going to hear it. And if she wants to walk in the way that the Lord wants her to walk, she is going to walk that way. And there's nothing anyone can do to stop that. And also, I want to also quickly solicit prayer for her as well, because praise the Lord, she even started talking to my youngest sister about the Lord, which, you know, that's a good praise. She was sharing with her about something that my youngest sister has a problem with. However, and please keep this in prayer, you know, my dad got very angry with her, like very angry with her. And she was texting me and she was talking to me on the phone and she was very upset. So please keep her in prayer while she's under fire there, while she's trying to, you know, share the truth of the word of the Lord to the best of her ability. And I wanted to also lift up a praise also about, you know, just some of the things that in the past, I guess, year that I've been going through. But I wanted to praise the Lord that this dark cloud, because it's something that, you know, comes around and bothers people, but this dark cloud that just feels like it's been sitting over me for so long, for a very long time. You know, it seems like that it's just starting to lift. Like it's starting to go away, and although at times it gets darker, I guess, but it seems like it's itself from me. And I've been noticing that, you know, with not just obviously reading the Bible, but sitting down and studying and listening to the scriptures as well, know, it's interesting because I've been seeing like a whole entire change has been being worked out through my mind. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because that was a deep struggle, a deep, deep spiritual struggle. So, as you know, sometimes we sin, we make mistakes, and I made a mistake a long time ago that really messed with me and struggled very greatly for forgiveness, etc. And I wanted to praise the Lord that He's leading me to trust Him, trust His Word, to put away all that darkness that Satan keeps trying to throw at me. It's, praise His name. I want to praise His name and thank Him for everything He's done for me and that He continues to do for me. So, Sabbath blessings, everybody. I will put down the mic and I'll let whoever else wants to take the mic next go right on ahead.
Sabbath blessings again, brothers and sisters. I have another praise from Sister Danielle and Sister Lynn. And they say, we just want to praise God that He kept us safe. A few weeks back, our phones were going off saying there was tornado watch. Then the tornado warning. And we were looking up and not seeing anything, really. It rained for like 5 minutes. Then we actually went on a walk because the sun had come out. While on our walk, we found out that a tornado had touched down just 15 minutes from us and destroyed 4 houses. Praise the Lord, no one was hurt, but a man totally lost his house when he was inside it. I found out that it was my coworker's uncle. Praise the Lord that you guys were safe. Praise the Lord. Now I'll pass the mic to
Can you guys hear me? Yep. All right, good. Oh, I do have something here from Brother Isaac. And he says, a young black male I met on the street while he was going to cash a check in another town. And as he does his business on the street, he scatters the tracks on his way. A young male came up to him and asked him for change. And he noticed that the young male didn't look homeless. And so as he does, he asked him, what did he need the change for? And he said he needed the change for a stamp for some county service thing he was to send out. And he said that they talked and they had a good discussion, and he planted the seeds, obviously, that the Lord had given him. And he had with him one of each, I guess, of the little tracks, and a DVD, and one old Herald letter. He says he accepted the truth as he explained the truth that the Lord gave him the plant, and that the young man said that he would look into the information that Brother Isaac gave him. So that was Brother Isaac's praise, and I want to praise the Lord as well. But you got a chance to share the truth with somebody, and who's going to prayerfully, he will look into it. All right. Sabbath blessings, everybody.
Okay. I think I may have forgot to hit the microphone key in my sound, and one of the praises that I read weren't recorded, but we all heard them here today and on the radio, so that's okay. It just won't be on the recording later. I apologize for that. All right, this next one here I get from, actually it's 4 praises from Brother Darren, and he says, happy Sabbath, Sabbath brethren. I pray you all had a blessed week and a wonderful Sabbath thus far. I have 4 testimonies, 3 in which are my own, and 1 whom I heard from it's something messed up there. But testimony number 1. This testimony starts last week. during the crowning of the emperor. Oh, my mistake. The inauguration of President Trump. Right. As we all know, that riots broke out in D.C. last week. And while watching the riots from the monitor in my office, I recognized one of the areas where the riots were happening. And I knew in that area, one of my closest friends worked, and she was at work during the time of the riot. And while viewing the feed of the inauguration, the riots broke out around 12:30 or 1 o'clock. I texted her asking if she was okay. She responds saying that she was fine. She tells me that one of the rioters smashed a glass in the door of her building and ran in as her and her coworkers were getting onto the elevator to go upstairs, but the guy locked or looked around and then ran out. I assume the guy thought that the building was a store and was looking to steal something. When she told me she was okay, it was like a huge relief came off me. But as I saw the riots were becoming worse around 4 or 5, right around the time she got off work, the rioters started setting fires around that area, and immediately began to pray at my desk, praying for her and all the people who worked around there. And I prayed that God move the rioters to somewhere else away from that area. Praise God's name. When she texted me after she got off work, she said when she came out, the rioters were gone, not there at all. I then switched to take a look back on the monitor of the rioters moving. They moved over to where Trump's parade was taking place, which was a mile and a half away. She was able to get home safely. But I did wonder afterwards, why did a riot break out in an area so far away from the inauguration? Why did they not protest around the parade route, where the parade route was not a secret? That day there was many questions about the riot would take place a mile and a half away from where Trump was. I think because most rioters are cowards, and if you got a parade route or something like that, there's going to be a lot of cops. They don't want to go there. So anyway, testimony number two. Yesterday, while leaving out to the grocery store, I met a lady who approached me with an odd question to open with when you are speaking to someone you don't know. But the long story is, as I was leaving the store, she and her son, who was sick, was asking people if they could take them home because she did not have any money to get on the bus or call a cab with. Now, those words which was mentioned just now, I heard her say them to the man who was exiting in front of me, but he rejected her. She then turns to me and says, "Are you a man of God?" And I became speechless because I never heard of anyone opening up a conversation like that before. They took and it took me completely off guard. In other words, she was probably scared and she wanted to make sure Christians were going to help her. But as she explained to me her situation, I then thought to myself, thinking, could this be a test from God? I kindly then told her, "I will give you and your son a ride home." She was completely overjoyed. While walking to the car, I prayed and prayed deeply because I do not know nor completely understood the situation I was in, because as I was walking, many events passed through my mind, causing me to entertain the thoughts of that which was of ungodly flesh. Thoughts of me being killed, robbed, and many other acts passed through my mind, causing me to think of just going back on my offer and sending her and her son back to the front of the store. Right then I remembered Paul and what he said in Romans chapter 7, verses 18 to 23, which says, "For to will is to present with me, but how to perform that which is good is I find not. For the good which I do not, but the evil which I would do, that I do." Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. It's hard to read this because the font is really small. It says, "For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is my members. Immediately my mind was clear, and I took the lady and her son home without any more thought that can cause me to think of wickedness. My only regret was when I dropped her off, as I was trying to give her a DVD and a track card, I realized that I did not take the Christmas card that was struggling and was struggling to find the other track cards, but once I found one, I laid the DVD in the tracks in front of the door. And so I guess you had to go back to give it to them, I guess, is what he's saying. All right, testimony number three. This testimony is not my own. This is a testimony for a friend of mine who called me with a blessed testimony on Wednesday, I think, or Thursday. But he was telling me how a coworker of his being choked on some ribs while he was eating. The office called the 911, and everyone from what my friend was saying gathered around the man performing CPR, trying every method possible to revive the man. Finally, after 30 or 40 minutes, they got the man to breathe again. The rib he was choking on came up, and he spit it out. My friend said he was speaking to his coworkers. As he was speaking to his coworkers, they revived. The coworker stated to him, saying, quote, "Man, I have not been to church in a long time, but Sunday I'm going to church because it's only by God I am here." Though sad to hear that the guy said Sunday he was going to church, I thank God for allowing another soul to see his hand move. Wow. And then number four. This is a small praise, but I feel that I have to share it because I was amazed how God really can read the thoughts of his people. I think it was Monday or Tuesday where I was working on a new storage solution for my house and planning to use that solution for the website. But I filled all 8 ports on my switch. It's funny, I just thought to myself, I wish I had more ports to plug this storage unit in to test the VLAN, the virtual LAN. Right away, something told me to check the website at the electronics recycling center I used to work at. First thing that popped up was a 48-port gigabyte switch for $40. First thing I said was, thank God. Amen. It's a lot of ports, brother. I know I got mine jammed up, and I got, I got 8, and then the other one, I got 24. But the 24 one I'm not using right now. So, yeah, you need the ports. Okay, and is Sister Vera here? Because I don't know if she wanted me to read this. This is like over a month old, these praises here. I can try to keep them in somewhat current. So, I got to look it up because it's in my emails. So let me just type in Vera. There it is. Okay. And she said this is back from November 9th. This is about 10, 11 days after we had our last testimony service. And she says, this past testimony Sabbath, Satan did all he could to prevent me from sharing all that the Lord is... Well, let me see if I can get this text bigger, because this is just too hard to read. I'm going to be tripping over my words. All right, there we go. All right. This past testimony Sabbath, Satan did all he could to prevent me from sharing all that the Lord is doing in my life, and I didn't get to share with you all that day. But a week later, as I listened to the testimonies of my precious brethren from the testimony Sabbath and all the praises from the past Sabbath Eve study, I was greatly blessed and touched by all the testimonies and praises, and I listened with tears of praise in my eyes. And now I have even more blessings and praises to share with you this Sabbath Eve. And again, like I said, she wanted to share this on a Friday night. I says, no, this is just too long. We'll do it on a testimony service. So this is going to take a while to get me through this. And I think this might be the last one. I don't know, unless anybody puts their hand up, because I don't have any more after this. And she says, first, I would like to praise Jesus for all the wonderful praises and testimonies that were shared and how marvelously Christ worked in me through them. I was especially touched by Sister Justice's and Brother Chase's, see how old it is? their praises as they were glorifying God. Their little sister will be joining them for Sabbath. And that's sad. That might be why they left. The devil doesn't want her involved in the truth, that little girl. Anyway, continuing, it says, my heart was filled with rejoicing praise to Jesus as I knew what my precious brethren felt, because the past Sabbath, my own precious children got to spend the Sabbath with me, and the Lord willing, we'll get to also for the next month as well. Also, I praised Jesus for how wonderfully Christ worked in Sister Mindy's life, and I prayed Christ would work this wonderfully in my life so that my husband could see the hand of God in my life also. Then I deeply thanked God for using Brother Darren and so many other brethren so wonderfully in sharing the seeds of truth, and with a strong desire came upon me to make some tracks in the Arabic language to spread them here and do more work for Christ. This never ends, doesn't it? Praise the Lord. I just love the way everybody just wants to share the truth. And I also pray, she says, I also praise Jesus for the target tracking idea that he gave to Brother Nick, and that also inspired with sharing ideas for this country, which target tracking is like what, because I pass out tracks all the time, but I usually hand them to people. I always hand them. I don't like to just, I put them in coat pockets and stuff like that in stores, of course. But target tracking, let's say you're in a crowd, and I'll bring in 10 or 15 tracks, let's say, into a crowd. I haven't done this yet, but this is what I plan to do. And go into a crowd and just stand there and look around. Someone's going to stand out. Someone's going to stand out. The Lord's going to tell you someone in that crowd needs that track. And I'll hand it to them. Target tracking. And then she says, I wanted to thank you all for praying for my family and especially my children. Praise Jesus, all this past week, my children and I, and two of my children's cousins, got to read the Bible daily, almost two times a day, and we prayed 2 to 3 times a day together. My husband left on a business trip to the USA, and now I have a month or more to plant. Well, there you go. Her prayer's answered there. The kids are going to be going to, keeping Sabbath for a month. So she says, and now I have a month or more to plant the seeds of truth in my children's lives and their listening cousins, and hopefully reverse the tide of evil that has swelled in the hearts of my children as a result of not being able to read the Bible with them freely and pray, because her husband's a Muslim, for those of you that don't know. And so, please continue to pray that the Word of God will fall on fertile soil and they get a hunger and thirst for Christ. Pray that Christ will send a double portion of His Spirit and make my work especially effective, since I only have a couple of months to do this precious work in the hearts of my children. Thank you for praying for my husband to have travel mercies and be healed with a terrible... Okay, that was all answered. I pray Christ send a... Okay, and I pray Christ would send an angel to help my husband with a heavy load that he had... to help my husband with the heavy load that he had to carry through the long and tiresome road to Jordan from Hebron, which he was terribly sick. And praise Jesus how he worked so amazingly. Because he was healed, yeah. It was a miracle, but just a couple of hours before, the taxi was supposed to come to pick up my husband to drive him for 2 hours to Jericho, where he could cross to Jordan. My husband discovers that our neighbors are also traveling to Jordan the same time and said that they would take care of him and help him with a load across to Jordan. What were the chances that our neighbors traveled the same day and that time that my husband did? It was the hand of God, and praise Jesus for that. Also, I want to praise Jesus that all this month I got to share with my in-laws the origins of birthday celebrations. My daughter turned 9 in the beginning of November, and her dad made her a big party on Sabbath, and the relatives were puzzled and upset that I didn't celebrate my own daughter's birthday. So later I got to share with my husband's sisters that it is a tradition of Satan. But one sister didn't get to hear me explain about the birthdays, and so Christ gave her an opportunity to hear about it this week. On Monday, my 9-year-old daughter got invited to her classmate's birthday party, and my husband's sister, Marwa, pushed me hard to let her go. That day, my daughter was bad and was punished and not allowed to go, and not only that, but I also explained to her again that the origins of that tradition and the followers of Christ should not partake in it. That moment, my daughter identified herself with the Muslims and told her auntie to tell her mom to let her go because it's because of the mom's beliefs that she was not allowed to go. And children will do that. They'll pick whatever religion they want if there's something fun to do, So you can't really blame the kid. But so anyway, she goes on. She says, so that moment I got to share with Marwa the origins of that evil tradition. Please pray the seeds of truth were sown in the fertile soil and I'll bring fruit unto eternal life. Okay, we're almost done. About maybe another 5 minutes, maybe 3 minutes.
And I also want to praise Jesus that through Pastor Nick, he answered my prayers as to how to overcome an evil habit. It is truly a faith booster to pray each hour to overcome this evil trait. As I heard that, I was so touched and cried that Jesus loves me so much that he made Pastor Nick to speak these words, because for a while I prayed for Christ to help me overcome my hot temper. For a while it seemed I was constantly beat by Satan. I would give anger and would give in to anger. Satan was working hard to discourage me and made me hopeless and to start to believe I cannot overcome this lifelong, deeply rooted trait of mine. But I kept holding on to Christ's promises and knew that Jesus is faithful and that something was wrong on my end. So I kept praying Christ would lead me to know how to fight harder and overcome it. And the words of Brother Nick came right on time, to bless me and fill me once again with the hope and love for Christ, for hearing a desperate cry. Praise Jesus. And then she says, also, I want to praise Jesus that I got to share the end time prophecies in Arabic with two Israeli police officers that were guarding the Aqsa Mosque in the old city of Jerusalem, who spoke Arabic and no English. On Tuesday, I went with Marwa and her sister Miriam for Marwa's appointment with the USA Embassy in Jerusalem. And then, wow, that's wild, because that's in the news now, too. And then after, she goes, and then after the appointment and after eating lunch together, they decided to pray in the Aqsa Mosque. And we got close to the gate. As we got close to the gate, the two Israeli police soldiers stopped me and said, since I was not a Muslim, I cannot go in at this time with them and had to stay back by the city gates while the sisters went to pray. The two men seemed unusually kind for Israeli soldiers and offered me their seat by them while they stood. I sat on the chair and pulled out my Desire of Ages that I brought along with me to read, and then began to ask if that is a Bible. I said it's a book on the life of Jesus. I happened to be on the Sabbath chapter and thought that Jesus would help me to witness to them through the Sabbath, since they are Jews, but soon they let me know they are not Jews, but a part of a religion called Druze in the Arabic tongue. I had no idea what the religion was and cried to God to help me, you know, to somehow lead them to share Christ. And right away my mouth spoke. And she said this. She goes, does your religion tell you the signs of the times? For example, Jesus in the Bible tells us the things that will happen before the great and dreadful day comes. I asked in Arabic. No, they answered me with interest growing on their faces. And then the precious question came to me from them. What are the signs of the times? I was so surprised that Jesus heard my prayer so quickly. I repeated his question back to them to make sure I understood them. And when he confirmed, I got to share with both of them the signs of the times and how they will be one. There will be one claiming to be Christ on earth, and will destroy many with peace. Soon the sisters came. But one of them was so interested he asked for a website to get more info, and I quickly gave it to him. I had prophecy DVDs with me and offered them the DVDs that had the signs of the times on them, but they said they had nowhere to play it, and they didn't take it. But praise Jesus for such an awesome witnessing opportunity. We got to check that thing, by the way, on the website to see if someone from Jerusalem hit it. You know, the thing that Brother Warren likes to use, that spinning globe at the bottom. So praise the Lord. Amen. So she goes on. She says, please pray for these two precious souls that I didn't even get the names of. Well, I tell you, it was worth waiting to listen to this, you know. And then this last, she finishes by saying shortly, also praise Jesus that on my Jerusalem trip, I got to leave out 3 prophecy DVDs and 30 to 50 prophecy in the news stickers that I got from our brother. Prophecy in the news stickers. I don't know what she's talking about there, but. Please earnestly pray that Christ will send many thirsting souls to notice the stickers and DVDs, and pray Christ will send his laborers here to gather the harvest. And may Christ bless us this Sabbath to worship and uplift him in spirit and in truth. And God bless. Wow. That was a whole mess of different things in there. That was nice. Okay, let me... Okay, so... Oh, you gave her, like, so I don't know what she's talking about, prophecy in the news. Is that kind of like the bus bench thing, where it says prophecy in the news and it says Remnant of God on it? Is that what it is? Oh, well, that's neat. I never seen those. I like the sticker idea, too. But that might upset some people. You know, we don't have phone booths anymore. Remember the days? I used to have stuff, the stickers. You put them in the phone booths. As a matter of fact, I got a bunch of these stickers. Bilzer, a guy, Sister Mary remembers him. He made a bunch of stickers. He wanted them to be bumper stickers, but the guy that made them he didn't make them properly, and they're just straight paper. The first rain is going to ruin them. So you got to put them in a phone booth or something. I usually just put them on packages or that I'm shipping and stuff, and I still got a few left. I'm just holding on to them just out of sentimental value. Because I got him from Bills, or him and I were tight. I mean, I just talked to him recently too in the emails. He's still out there, and he's still hitting it heavy. So these business stickers, they stick to anything. Well, that's good to hear. I was thinking about doing like with the magnet thing, but that's expensive. So amen and amen. We got any more hands up? Let me check my email again here and see if we got any more. Oh, got an email. Let me see where it's from here. Okay, someone just yelling at me on YouTube, I guess. So anyway. But they'll stick to anything. That's good. Good, good, good. Yeah, let me just scroll down. Has anybody got their hands up? Because not a lot of people talked, but we had a lot of different praises, praise God. You know, it's just that just a few people talked. What makes it easier, you know, to get through it that time sometimes. But if no one else has a praise... whoever's going to do the music, put their hand up, and we will close the service. I don't think anybody else is up, because I don't have any more PMs. Nope. I got an email from Sister Kamisha, but it's a prayer request, and she's got some questions, so that's not a praise. Is she in here today, Kamisha? I don't even know if she comes in here, now that I think about it, because I'm helping people and emailing on the phone. And keep this one woman in prayer. Oh, man, what was her? I guess I'm bad with names, I got to tell you. But her brother is all, her son's all crippled up. And he's only been in, he's bedridden, but it's been like that for 2 years now. What is her name? I know her last name is Marlowe. So just Mrs. Marlowe, and she is a Mrs. She's up in years, very up in years, and she's in her 80s, and her husband is in a nursing home, and she misses him greatly, of course, because, I mean, he's the Alzheimer thing, and I'm sad to report, that, because I talked to her a couple times already, and the last time was for like about an hour on the phone, and she is very much into the truth the way we understand it, but she was also introduced to Herbert Armstrong, you know, that false prophet guy, and some of the weird things that they do. And I share with her a few times in regards to my feelings in regards to him. And about 10 or 15 minutes later, she'll say something like, and so have you ever heard of Herbert W. Armstrong? And so she's having bouts with short-term memory, and so please keep her in your prayers too. And because that's not a good sign. You know, 5-10 minutes later, we had a long discussion about Armstrong, and then 5-10-15 minutes later, it's like she don't remember any of it. But she's a sweet old gal, and she's really in love with the Lord Jesus, and so that's all that matters at this point. And just this world, and it's even if you have a good diet, the way this world is, it could cause problems for you. And Brother Matthew's also asking for everybody to keep one of his friends in prayer by the name of Holly. She has lupus, and it's eating her skin away. Oh, wow. Is this the same girl that had the heart attack, Matthew? Is that your son's girlfriend or fiance? Is it the same girl or no? Is that her name, Holly? No? Okay, this is a different girl. See, that lupus thing, they're just throwing it out there left and right because of the immune thing. It's happening to a lot of people. So keep her in your prayers, too. And everybody on the prayer list, and there's many of them, you know, my son included, and, you know, all of us here in the house, you know, I'm not a young man anymore, but I don't see any, I don't think I have any major health issues, but, I mean, I do have some weird stuff going on, but it's, you know, I'm dealing with it. So, but, please, okay, that other girl, your son's girlfriend that, or fiance that had a heart attack, her name's Erica, right? Is that what you said, Matthew? Yes, okay, so. All right, and I want to praise the Lord too that Brother Matthew's here because his computer went down to kibbutz or on the blitz for what 3 or 4 weeks, something like that, brother. And but praise God for phones because we did talk and I talked to your son. I think I talked to your son, or did he just leave me a message? There's been so many calls. I've been on the phone so much this last week. And please keep this in prayer too that brother. Dwayne came up with an excellent idea in regards to putting articles in newspapers. I used to do this years ago for secular business to generate income. And I used to have this list. And if I can get a hold of this list again, and if someone could help out and try to find this list, because there's just not enough hours in the day for me to do this. But if we can get a hold of this list that I was working for this one company, and they ripped me off, so I left the company after the first month. But I made a ton of sales, and it was just so easy. You just put an ad in the paper, and the people call you. And, you know, and they want to buy the stuff. I can't remember what the product was, but it was How to Make Money at Home, I think it was. And I was selling a booklet on how to do it. And, you know, but I had a list. It was like a pamphlet of every single solitary small town newspaper in America where you could put an ad in a paper for like 10, 20 bucks a week. Okay, this is back in the 80s, but, you know. Still, now it would be probably $30 a week or something like that. Probably about $100 a month, maybe. I don't know. So, but keep that in your prayers, too, because I think that's an excellent idea to start putting little ads in these little small-town newspapers. You know the freebies, the free newspapers that end up in people's homes, and they sit there for a week? Like, say they go out once a week or they go out once a month. That newspaper sits around. See, that was one of the things that got me back when I was into raising money for the police organizations. We knew. This is before I was a Christian, of course. They knew that having the newspaper was a lot more powerful than radio in certain aspects because the newspaper laid around the house for a while, especially if it's in the bathroom. And so people will reread it and stuff, and it'll lay around. You'll see stuff. And yeah, newspapers aren't popular. No, I know. No one buys them anymore. Like, I don't buy the Sun-Times like I used to all the time because I just use the Internet. But the local papers, yeah. Those things are, at least out here in the rural areas, they always jam them in my P.O. box, and it's very annoying because I got the smallest box that they made, and I can't change it without changing the number, so I'm stuck there. But the little freebie newspapers that they put out here, everybody reads them because, you know, I want to see what Uncle Joe and Aunt Mabel's doing or something. You know, it's just really neat. These they're kind of fun to read. And they have, like, garage sale information in there and someone selling a car or giving away free puppies, you know, stuff like that. And then, of course, a bunch of coupons for the local stores. Those newspapers, you put the articles in there, and, man, that stuff, you know, we get some ears and eyes, well, get some eyes on it, actually. And by the way, Brother Matthew just said, final praise, Erica is doing a lot better quickly, and quickly, too, right after we all started praying for her. And she came out of her coma, and she's doing much better from her heart attack. And so, yeah, we prayed, and she came out of the coma, and everything was great. So praise the Lord for that, too. And that ain't the first time we've seen miraculous healings, but it's a two thing. It's kind of like the one with the issue of blood or even the parents of the little child that did die, that Jesus rose from the dead, and on his way there, that woman with the issue of blood, even though the little girl's dead, her parents had faith. See, that's the thing. They trusted Jesus. And once you do that, the healing's assured. And so, anyway, let me drop the mic for... okay. All right, yeah, let me drop the mic, and Brother Alex will play the final song. and we'll pray out the service. Amen. And those symbols, I was just thinking about that. The loud symbols, I think there's big ones and little ones, and there's finger symbols. I'm thinking if I could find someone, I'm going to get some. And the next time we have a praise service, I'm going to praise the Lord with symbols. You know, and then the high-sounding symbols, I guess there's, I got to look that up and see, because I know there's these little finger symbols, you know, like the belly dancers and all that used, which we're not going to go there, of course. But yeah, I know about regular drum symbols. My brother had a drum set. Like the Zildjians and all that. But anyway, that'd be nice. Like the next time we have a praise service, hopefully by then I'll have a set of symbols here, like the little ones or even the finger ones, if that's okay. Because I got to see how the Jews did it back, you know, thousands of years ago. So anyway, if you can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, you can bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very, very much for blessing us with your presence and bridling all our tongues so that your praise and or praise for you and all that you have done and your Son has done and the Holy Spirit has helped us with these last few months and our lives, too. And thank you for the things that you have shown us in our entire lives, the way you have cared for us. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And we thank you in advance for next praise gathering, too, in 3 months, as well as the ones that we do, the little ones that we do on Friday nights before we gather for study and all that in prayer. And so, Father, please bless the remainder of this Sabbath day. Please bless this week ahead of us. Keep us safe in it. Keep the ministry, the church family, all the people that are out there on the front lines passing out the tracts and all of those in the foreign nations like Brother Eli and Stefan and Sister Vera and even Brother Jay and all the other ones that are all these different countries all around the world. And most of us here in the States, of course, but please bless everyone that are on our prayer list that are in need of your hand in their lives, especially those that are lost. Please bless them with every opportunity possible to make it home safely. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen.